This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Jill.
Hey, Fiona.
You had an idea for us to chat about today.
Yeah, and you're going to hear some noises because we're now sitting at Nutmeg's Ojai House in Ojai, California, doing this podcast. And the idea that I had was, or that we had, or we've been talking about, is the devil real? Is there such a thing as a devil? What is the devil? All these sort of questions.
People are terrified. I know some of the people I've worked with, as they're dying, have a really hard time dying, or not just Catholics, but particularly Catholics, because they feel, they know they've done some things in their life that they think are wrong.
And they're going to go to hell.
Yeah, they judge themselves, mm-hmm. and then they think, well, when I die, and the images from when everybody sees the pictures in different Bibles and things are pretty scary.
Oh, yeah, some of the paintings of old. But, of course, those paintings were done to keep the human population in line so mm-hmm. that they would behave and not go revolutionary everywhere. So That was. I remember sitting as a child, and I think it was Hieronymus Bosch or somebody like that, looking at a coffee table book of these paintings of hell and people just burning in fire. And having been raised as a child, as a Catholic, you know, that we had those books around there. So that's how we were controlled. But still, you know, I am aware right now in the world today that there are, and I don't have another word for it, and I'd love to find another word for it, but there are dark forces about things that are unkind, cruel, happening without thought of the repercussions or the who gets hurt.
And
by it.
What is destroyed, absolutely.
So and then that's why I say, okay, if I feel that there's this darkness, and it's intangible, it's kind of intangible, we can focus it on a person here or an act there, but it's so much more than that right now. So how, I just want to see if I can sort of, with your help, define it a little bit more so that when we as human beings feel this darkness, how do we then step over it, step through it, and into the light and the joy and the hope in life?
Well, I think Abraham Esther Hicks talks about darkness not being a source of darkness, only an absence of light. So when we step away from the light within us, which is what we do when we're expanding ourselves, we feel darkness, and we're disconnected from the light within us. So we do things that we tend to do things that can hurt people. If we're connected to the light, or the balance of the peace within, we would never do anything to hurt anybody.
So there are planet. So then. With that, there are more people, perhaps on the earth today, that are carrying the dark energy rather than the light.
I think unless you go back, I don't know how far, that's the way it has been. I mean, yeah. We are still in the kind of dark ages in many ways.
I think we've stepped back into the dark.
I think it's always been a little bit that way, because if you look at judgment as a dark energy, if you look at, you know, all of those things, it's just disconnection. And I've told this story on several podcasts, but I had a client who is a psychologist in one of the prisons, and she said that this huge 6'4", 6'5" mafia who'd been actually convicted of a lot of murders, and he just didn't care after that. He said he'd done hundreds of murders and other violent acts. And one day he said to her, you know, the only way and the only time I feel me is when I'm with animals or in nature. So here's a person that got so disconnected, he couldn't find that space in himself of light. And
except for the true innocence, which are the animals in nature.
Yeah, and so he, him, no one is evil. They just do evil things. Because it's because they are disconnected. So the quest is, how often can we, because we are the leaders when we're in that space, everybody is, but not to judge ourselves when we're not. So if we can remember, if we're at a checkout and we're just light and loving and sweet, or if we're walking through the streets and we're just smiling to ourselves or just in a light space, we are helping others to get to it. Into that space, because we're all connected. Everybody's connected, and all the energies are flowing around the planet in the rivers of energy throughout the planet and throughout all of us. So if we can just find bridges to who we are, we help everyone, because it's like osmosis. And likewise, when there's a lot of people in pain and suffering, people will tend to go more there as well. But you know, in the end, it's all about us expanding, because through the experiences, painful, we've been through a huge amount, both of us. So through all those experiences we've been through, the suffering and the pain and stuff, we have gotten a lot of consciousness and a lot of light. So we've always had the light, we've got access to it more. So we have to say to ourselves, okay, so the devil is just an absence of the light. The devil is just a disconnection. So if we can just, you know, just stop and breathe, all the tools we've been talking about in so many of the classes, but particularly go into nature and play with your animals.
Which is why they're so important. Well, so really, going back to the devil, the dark forces, it's all the same. It's all the same thing.
It's all the same thing, and there is no source of that. I have to say, having dealt with some pretty dark... I was in Las Vegas once, I think I told you. I was doing... used to do what I called ghost busting. It was a popular name at the time. And people would call me up to come and do ghost busting. I don't really like that name anymore, but... I went to this one place. I was called in, flown into Las Vegas, and what was happening was that at night, this man and his girlfriend had killed themselves, done a suicide pact, or whoever it was, in his home where his wife and child lived, and I guess they found them when they came back. And it was they were having really weird things happening, like. At night, all of the doors would lock, and then the car would go on in the garage. And then all the lights would go off. When the lights came on in blood, it would say, it would have different words written on the wall. So it was really scary for them, obviously. Really terrifying. And when I went there, because what I do is I just sit down and I talk with the spirits, and the man in that, the woman really wasn't not present, but the man kept on trying to attack me. He was just so lost and so angry and so hurt. I think he was so angry with himself mostly, but he was angry. And he just kept on going at me energetically with this really dark energy. And I just kept sitting there and just saying, you know, this is not who you are. You can just move beyond this, go to the light. You can see the light, turn around. This is all gone. It's all finished. It's in the past. The past is already done. So stay here. Your future is in the light. And I just spent 3 days doing that.
Did you stay in the house the whole time or kept going back?
No, I went to my, because the people were living there, so I went to my hotel, and then I would come back every morning and just sit there all day, and finally he did leave, and all the things, all the poltergeisty, dark things that were happening stopped.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, because we have to remember as well, and we've said this many times as well, which is life doesn't stop when we die. the body dies, but life goes on. Yeah. So whatever traumas he was in when he died and when he killed himself and his girlfriend or whatever happened, I'm not sure there's suicide or a murder, but was still in him, that turmoil was in him. You would say it was darkness, but it was turmoil.
I had the same thing in Sunland where I just called it clearing a house where there was a murder. But when I went in there, and it was the people who were buying, and they got a really good deal because a murder had taken place in the house. But they had kids, and they wanted to clear that. And the thing that I got, luckily, was immense sadness that this had happened, that the man had killed his wife. And just an immense sadness through the whole thing. So, again, it was clearing that and purifying that. And it worked. I got the whole community. It was on a dead-end street, and I invited the whole community to come take part in releasing so that they get to meet their new neighbors and things, and nobody would be afraid of the house anymore, but release the sadness in the house and invite now the joy of all these children moving in.
And people, you know, everybody in the releasing way, it's a better word than ghostbusting, but in the 80s it was a catchy phrase to use. But we can all do it. It's just a matter of talking to these beings.
Yeah.
And people might say they're dark. I also dealt with poltergeists that were coming into the house and throwing. These were people who did not believe in an alternative. They did not believe in any New Age stuff or whatever you call. They weren't even religious. They just were walking into their house, and then suddenly everything in the bathroom would be thrown on the floor and the mirror smashed. Or they'd be walking in. It was just, it was the same thing. It was just, it wasn't a force of darkness. It was a force of disconnection and confusion.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what people mistakenly call the devil or the dark forces. Right. And I don't know, I know the Catholic priests, some of them, have been trained to do
exorcism,
and it still is, right, I think.
Yeah.
So I guess, I don't really know how that works when they do it. I know they go get thee out, thee Satan, or whatever, but I guess the people living in the house believe them. That must be what happened.
We had a ghost in the last house we lived in London. And she was female, and she used to just walk up and down the stairs a lot. And the other thing that would happen in the guest room, we would always have the smell of breakfast cooking. And I realized after a while that the guest room had been the nursery, so she was either the nurse or the mother that was providing food for her children in that room. But I lived with it. I didn't get anything that was fearful
like
from it.
It's like the gentle ones, if they, you can talk with them. Like my cousins had somebody across the street. They had a big house and a basement that was completely disconnected, only accessible downstairs. And they'd leave it all messy, and in the morning it would all be tidied up. Pillows would be fluffed. It was like a billiard room too. Everything was clean. The dishes were done, and they'd come down. They could hear it, and then they'd come down and everything would stop. But they didn't, you know, they were actually happy about that.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, they could turn that one into, a million-dollar project, that one. I've always wanted to invent a spray, but not an aerosol spray, because it wasn't going to be one that hurt the earth, but I could just spray the room and it would become clean. All the dishes would be done, all the, just that.
The other thing with that thing with that story for children, where this man used up every dish, including all the flower pots, and then whenever it rained, he'd run out and put them all in the rain, and they'd all be cleaned. So if we're getting back to the devil and the dark forces, if you feel that, if you feel the dark forces, it's an important thing to say to yourself immediately, I must be disconnected. And so now it's time for me to stop and breathe, sorry.
Yeah, no, I was going to say to connect to the light. Because
it's always there.
Yeah, so because there are dark forces around us, and there are more things and more changes coming and more things that we don't understand so much. So for me, what I do, if it gets really bad and I start to really feel the dark forces, I light a candle and then just I do my soft belly, feet on the ground. My thumb and fourth finger on both hands touch, rest my hands in my lap. Take a deep breath. Place the tip of my tongue on the roof of my mouth, just behind my front teeth. And know that I carry light.
That you are light.
And I think it was Osho that said, only light comes from the darkness. So if there is dark, be the light that comes from the darkness.
Yes, because behind the darkness, the light is always there. And another little story is, I never light. We lived in New York for on and off for 17 years. But I never, outside New York, I never enjoyed going into Manhattan, the city, because there was so much heaviness and darkness. And I had a really hard time. And then one day I said, hey, look, you know, you don't have to experience that. So I did some meditation before I went. I stayed really grounded. And everywhere I went in Manhattan, in New York City, I just found the light, that people were smiling, that people on the road were waving. And it was just, I just found light everywhere in the city, whereas before I had always found darkness. Yeah.
I've experienced that too. I've experienced going into New York City after a long time of living abroad, etc., and then taking the train to New York City, getting out at Penn Station, being hit blindsided, and you ran back onto the train and went back because I thought, "Oh, I can't do this."
But it's an intense city. You know, London too. The cities are all intense.
Yeah, London and LA are spread out a bit more than New York is.
That's true.
But still, I believe that we all are going to be dealing with far more of the dark forces that are around us now. We're going to maybe be a little bit more aware of them because of the changes that are coming.
And we may want to, though, say to ourselves today, and just take it day by day, hour by hour, today let me be the light that I am, so that as I walk through, I help everything be light. It's almost like that light that you stay in when you walk, when you can. You create this field of light as you walk.
Yeah.
And that helps everything. So if you can do it, get out. I know my husband is working really hard on some legal documents. I think it was yesterday. And he just came out and is just looking really shell-shocked because of working so long on these things. And he said, you know, you always tell me it's good to go and sit with your feet on the ground, and there's an exercise where you cross your hands and then pull them through and then cross your ankles. It helps to balance out the electrical system of the body. And he did that while he sat on the little doggy sneezing. He did that while he sat on the earth for a little bit, and then he just let his feet sit on the earth. And he came in after a while and said, I feel normal again. Yeah. He said, I feel normal. So, you know, there are ways to find the light. We've got so many podcasts about that.
Yeah.
Just check out a few of the different podcasts. And remember, you are the light in what appears to be a dark world, and you can change everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying you could write the extinction or anything, but you can change the darkness when you stay in the light, and it's constant. The more you do it, the more you help.
I'm not always successful at it, but I always like to do a bit of breathing and soft belly before I get in the car and go out and do something, because I'd love to be able to go out and have a smile on my face.
It's really helpful to look at where the trees touch the sky.
Yes.
Because that, in a way, what that does is that brings, if you're a passenger in a car, it's a wonderful thing to do while somebody's driving you. Just watch as the trees go by, and you look at the tops of the trees and look at the sky, and it will help you to access the light within you. I enjoy the winter trees when I do that.
Without the leaves, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I can always see faces without the leaves. You can see, with just the branches. see faces.
Lots of beings.
Lots of beings. Well, I think, you know, we are the carriers of light. We all are. And it's a choice that we make when we're on this earth walk, whether we carry the darkness or we carry the light.
And sometimes it's hard to make that choice because we get so caught up and we see something and it disturbs us so much that we lose the bridges back to the light. And then we just go and say, okay, let me go back to my toolbox and pull out whatever tools I can use now to be able to reaccess the light, because there is no devil other than the confusion in us. There is no darkness other than the confusion that covers the light.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself.
This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.